You are listening to Rewired and Inspired with Lily Beyond, episode 64.
Welcome to the Mental Fitness School podcast, where we talk all things rewiring your brain to become the inspiring person you're meant to be, inside out. And now to your host and favorite coach, Lily Beyond.
Time is our most valuable resource. If we spend money, we can always make money back. But if we spend time, this time is gone. So especially if you are an entrepreneur or want to build your own business, design your own destiny, you have to be very intentional with your time. And this is just my jam. I have tons of tools to really make the most out of it, to feel on top of things and create this massive momentum that just propels you forward into that dream future that you want to create. One of the main things that clients bring to me is the concern that time is running so much faster and faster and faster every single day, and how to go about that. And there are a couple of aspects that I want to share with you. When you're also under the impression that time is running through your fingers, that people around you are just getting shit done, you perceive them to be so more successful with the same setup like you have, or even worse, and they do more of it, and they somehow figured out a way to make more out of their circumstances than you are, and you're building your own cocoon with compare and despair, while your own to-do list and agenda is growing and growing, and you step by step feel less in charge of your own time, which just leaves you feel suffocated from your own current reality. And this is not what we want here. So aspect number one is when you are on the sidelines of your own life, not getting going on the deep desire that's lingering deep inside you. So you have an idea, you have a nudge, something that you deeply want to create, to bring into the world, but somehow you are afraid to take action, and this big dream inside of you is just getting sour and sour over time. This is so fascinating because we build ourselves a quite comfortable surrounding. So maybe you have a paying job, you have a good lifestyle, or maybe you set up daily routines for you that give you a sense of safety because you know what's happening, even though it's not really exciting you. So you are in this current state of false comfort that more and more feels sticky and uncomfortable. And the fascinating thing that's happening is that you are more and more feeling discomfort already. And you are afraid of the future discomfort that going after the dream might entail. Isn't that a funny twist our mind's offering us here? So we prefer the current discomfort that we are already familiar with to not go after the potential future discomfort of going after our dreams. Just make yourself aware of this paradox for a moment. So if you're feeling discomfort anyway, right now or in the future, why not feel the new sense of discomfort while going after the thing you so much want in your life? Let's make it practical. Let's say you are in a job right now that's kind of meh. You kind of outgrew your current job description and you're not feeling fulfilled anymore. So in this example, this is your version of discomfort. You're not feeling at ease and in flow and like yourself anymore in what you're currently doing. And this is very uncomfortable, not being yourself. But somehow, our brain tries to convince us that this kind of discomfort of not being you is way, way better than the new kind of discomfort of doing something you've never done before, cultivating new daily habits and new daily routines, having someone daily to talk to for cleaning out your mind, to collapse your timeline, to get results faster. This is a version of discomfort, but somehow it appears way less attractive to experience the discomfort of doing something new to get closer to who we truly are, then experience the discomfort of not being who we are. Really sit with that for a moment. So in this first scenario, it really can feel like time is running through your fingers and you feel stifled and not able to move anymore in your current life. You feel a victim to your circumstances. This is version number one of how it can feel if time's running from you. Version number two is also so fascinating. Let me explain. So let's say you took the plunge and put yourself in a growth container, maybe in a coaching environment with me or someone else, or somehow else having daily growth practices that keep you growing. But now the running time feels a little different. I see this happen over and over and over again with people who finally took the plunge and decided to design their own destiny, start their own consulting or other business. And finally, they feel they have to make up for all the lost time from the past. And they feel this artificial rush, always feeling a step behind with everything they do. and they feel entitled that the suffering that they've been through from phase one, being in the discomfort of not doing and not being who they are, somehow was a down payment towards creating their future. And this is just where we get tripped up so easily, because we misunderstand that the discomfort we experience in phase one is the same discomfort we have to learn to love while creating our dream. Our body thinks it's the same discomfort, but it doesn't pay into the same account. It might physically feel like the same discomfort, but it is not. It is something different. So the entitlement you then feel in the second phase is then the new challenge you have to learn to unpack in this beautiful phase two. And this is why, especially in phase two, it's so important to have a coach at your side. Because this entitlement and the sense that you have to make up for the time you lost in indecision and confusion of not acting on your dream, a concept your brain is offering, which is not helping you to actually get into action and make it happen faster. Because if you feel entitled, if you feel like, hey, I just have to put on my foot just a little bit, this has to be enough, I've endured so much already, people have to love what I'm offering right now, this is just not what will get you what you so want to attract. So learning how to manage the time in the second phase is so crucial that you not get sucked in into trying to make up for the time you've wasted in the past. Hey, the struggle is so real, let me tell you. It took me the longest time to just realize that this discomfort was not a down payment for my future goal. So you might as well get the sooner the better into the right growth container to learn to endure the right discomfort that actually is a monthly payment into the right stocks and bonds that help you actually get a return on investment for your dream future. And the third version of feeling that time is running is when you're actually in flow. You can experience flow already before, but this is the most beautiful sense that time is running. This is when you really feel like, hey, you are in the ocean, you're feeling the waves, you know exactly when the next wave is coming, and you're using these rushes, this natural sense of urgency to get out there and make it happen for you, not against you. And this is what you can train. We have to train our physical bodies and our brain to be able to see that and distinguish that from the suffering discomfort that's just pointless and useless. So hey, this is exactly what I do with my clients in my growth container, in the daily accountability, and the mind-blowing mind management that we do on a daily basis once we work together. This is exactly what it is about. When you feel you are behind, you have to make up for the wasted time of the past, or you feel you have such limited time resources right now because of another job, of other duties, you have to be extra smart with how you invest your time. If you're really serious of making your dream life a reality, ASAP, this is your way to go. Don't wait another week. Look for what can you do now? What can you do consistently to grow into that version right now? Every day counts. If you're done with excuses, then this is for you. Don't let another day go by where you feel confused or stressed about the future. This is just not worth it. You're here to create meaningful, outstanding things. And being in a high-impact environment, like in a coaching container with me, will help you get there so much faster, so much smoother than you can ever imagine. If you're ready to explore, if this is something that would help you, your future self and I, we urge you to take action now. This is your time. Every day counts. The sooner you get your shit out of the way, the faster you can build it and get there. The concept of past and future focus is a key element that we will gonna explore if you started working with me. And I want to give you here a preview of what you can expect and how you can already today experience the power of that in your own life. But let me start off with a little story time. If you know anything about me and my situation right now, I am currently based in Cyprus. And just the unfolding of this simple sentence that I can say today was audacious. It was a true experience through and through about this concept, past and future focus. Let me explain. So my husband Tim and I, we used to live in Vienna. And if you speak German, you have to head over to my German-speaking podcast where I gave you the fresh rundown right when we're in the midst of it, called Major Life Update. You get all the juice over there. But in a nutshell, what happened is that we decided to move to the island within a couple of days of being on the island. So it was March 28th, 2022, when we boarded a plane heading over to what seemed to be a casual weekend stay, just to escape the freeze that was happening in Vienna and get in a little sunshine and sea breeze to head back to Vienna and keep doing what we are doing. So what this weekend turned out to be was an immigration boot camp, so to say. So we got totally hooked in that moment. Let me be honest, that wouldn't have sunk that deep if a part of us wasn't already looking out for an opportunity to move the nest again. Because if you know our story, already in 2017, when we quit our jobs, sold the company, sold all our belongings, got married at a destination wedding that we planned from South Africa in Mallorca. So we do this kind of crazy things once in a while. But what was different from the situation in 2017 is that we back then still stored some stuff at our parents' home with the intention to eventually come back. But this time totally felt different. We fell so hard. Schockverliebt, how I love to say it in German. We really fell so hard for this island. And really, within this one weekend, we were looking at houses, having an impromptu appointment with an immigration attorney, and mapped out everything that needed to happen to get us there. I wanted to use this example because it shows you so deeply the power of past and future focus. Because for most people, and most people we talk to since then, say like, no, this could never be possible. This is way too hasty. I could not make such a big life decision in such a short amount of time. And this is just living proof that it can be done with the right mindset tools. So let's start at the beginning. What does it actually mean, past and future focus? As you know me, I love to lead with metaphors. So imagine yourself walking in the desert. And you're heading towards an oasis. You want to reach that place that feels nice, where there's water and shade, and you can just rest and chill a bit. And you're walking through that desert, and it's hot and it's sweaty, and you cannot wait to get there. And you have the focus of getting to that oasis. And then imagine yourself being at the verge of entering that magical space. You still feel from the back of your head the hot desert breeze, but your body is already facing the green lush oasis with a fresh breeze and the soft water mist from a nearby waterfall. Imagine this wonderful place. So you're facing the water, you're facing the lush green, the subtle coolness of the shadow, and your back is still facing the burning hot desert. Step into that visual for a moment. So what's happening here? What got you to that oasis was the future focus, the idea of something beautiful happening at the end of it. You're entering this wonderful space and it's gonna be all worth it. All the struggle, all the thing that got you here, all the hot, burning, harsh things you had to go through were worth it because you went there. This is future focus. What is now past focus? Past focus can happen already on your way there, when you are somewhere midway in the desert and this idea of this lush oasis keeps fading and all you see is your current struggle and the way that's behind you. You keep looking back at the path, maybe being afraid like, oh my god, the wind already blew my footsteps, I don't even know which direction I actually came from, and you're looking ahead and you cannot see the oasis yet. You're some way in between this path. And flipping in that moment to past focus will flood your body with fear, uncertainty, despair of all that being a very bad idea right now. You can also experience past focus when you're at the gate entering this beautiful oasis. When you're on the verge of entering in that beautiful state, you can turn around and only see the harsh path you've just been through. You say, oh my god, look at that hill. Look how hard that was to get over. You could be at the gate of entering into that oasis and just face the desert and not be able to see what is actually ahead of you if you just turn around. So the past focus literally can be looking back and get sunk into what happened from the past and even where you are right now, not seeing that there is options to just turn around and see things differently when you're stuck into the perspective, glued to the past. So what this metaphor can teach you, that in any moment you can shift perspective. You can always choose past focus in any situation, like, oh my god, what got me here? Look at the hard way. Up until now, this cannot go on for much longer. Looking at your past path, not being able to see your future, because spoiler alert, in the past is not your future. You cannot find your future in your past. So you intentionally have to shift focus again into the future focus, where you see the oasis again. You have to literally turn around and see the oasis again and feel it again and step into it intentionally. I see this so often with my clients. Either they are midst way and do not see the oasis yet, or maybe even worse, they are already at the oasis, experiencing some kind of business success already, having all these possibilities, all the network, all the community, all the things at hand for them to actually make it into the oasis, but they choose to look at the harsh path they just had behind them. And this is maybe even the more painful thing to watch, because it's literally just freaking turn your head around and see where you are at. Step into that oasis. It's meant for you. It's there for you. You just have to step in. This is the difference between past and future focus. So back to my story about making the decision of moving to the island that brought up very controversial thoughts within our families and people around us. And even there you could experience, hey, am I letting myself be sucked into the negative press about the island and all the uncertainty and all the things that could potentially happen based on past evidence? Or am I keeping focus on the future, on the thing that I feel so true to me, the thing that's been calling me so strongly, and I'm really following that call? Back to our weekend in late March, early April, being the first time on the island. It was fascinating to see this concept being so active in real life. Let me explain. So we came here being super in the present moment. We didn't have any thoughts about the future or the past. So we were just present, which is the most beautiful state to be in, to be most receptive, to recognize that you can actually choose where you focus on. So we were super present, being able to connect with our friends, explore the beauty of the island, really just driving around, enjoying the beach, even unplanned meeting some of our Austrian friends who just had a bachelor party of 30 dudes on a boat. And we coincidentally met them and spent a couple of hours then on the boat with them celebrating this new chapter for them. So even that happened. We were not seeing like all the things that happened up until now, all the things we had mapped out in Vienna, all the projects, because I had also huge business opportunities based in Vienna, but I had to be physically present in Vienna to do that. In that moment, this was not a decision factor to experience the presence in its deepest way. From being that kind of present, it allowed us to reconnect with some deep-rooted passions of ours and dreams we had for the longest time. Because back last summer on Fuerteventura, where Tim's aunt is living for 30 plus years now, there's also a potential future waiting for us there to someday in the future live on the island over there. So we already half a year ago were playing with the idea of someday doing that. So this was really a deep-rooted wish and dream of ours. And now being that present and accessing that on that deep level was just pure mind-blowing. Because it really allowed us to play with it, to be present, to use that time, to build thought castles, to explore that oasis for us. This dream that we up until now thought is so far in the future and potentially will take us another 10, 20, 30 years to unfold, we were able to pull that closer. This is the concept of collapsing timelines. When you are living in that space, being super present and mapping out future paths, you are able to pull this timeline closer to you. This is the magic that happens when you are visualizing, when you're dreaming of something. It can be a future home, future life situation, or can be your dream client and dream business. When you are visualizing, you're pulling this dream closer. The clearer you are on seeing that future for you, the more rapid it's gonna unfold. This is a freaking law of the universe. The clearer you are, the faster the vacuum between your now and this future will fill up with the right things to do to get you there. And this is literally what happened. We were at the point on our 5-day spontaneous weekend trip where Tim was actually coming into the room and saying, hey, do we actually want to fly back? Or do we just want to stay here and trial live already? Because we were contemplating like, oh yes, maybe in half a year we're going to spend a couple of more weeks to test live. Like, how would it feel like to be here and be with the locals, go shopping, like really have a daily routine here. But then I actually thought like, hey, how will it ever be a try living, a prototyping, if we don't actually live here? It will always be a fake scenario, even if we call it trial living. So we thought, hey, do we actually already want to live here for the next month and book another return flight a month later to experience the island just a little more? But then also we checked in and said, hey, how much more certain do we want to be? We will never know exactly how it's going to be like to live here if we don't live here. So we actually have to make the move to know how it really feels to have everything here, to have our business set up here, to actually living here, to build up infrastructure here. We actually have to do it. There is no trial run of life. We actually have to do it. I had maybe one or two moments where I dipped back into past focusing. Oh my God, what is actually happening? There is this other business opportunity waiting in Vienna that would have secured good revenue for me for the upcoming years. What is actually at stake here? But it was so brief because I was charging up this dream of ours so much. This other past life that I was trying to create over there was just not an option anymore. It was just one path, not the path. So just over these 5 days, we made this huge life decision, and even more crazy, coming back, we gave ourselves 1 month to get it all done. We literally came back in the first days of April with an immigration date in our pocket of May 17th. We knew we had to be the latest back on May 17th for immigration to get the ball rolling. And for that, we need an apartment. And then the whole laundry list unfolded, which led us to, hey, we have to actually give up our apartment in Vienna to do that. We have to close the company. We have to sell everything. We have to cut cords. Also in Germany, we had some cords there because Tim is originally from Germany. So we had some open business still over there. So all that had to fit in within literally 40 days leading up to the point of our immigration day. But being in that future focus of, yes, I want to get to that oasis, whatever it takes, this is happening. We're gonna clear out the apartment. We're gonna get the deal that we can move out earlier because we have a 3-month contract still. We had to get out of that. We had to find a new tenant for the apartment, clear it out, clean it out, paint it all again, get our legal ducks in a row in Germany, go to Germany, even meet our niece for the first time that was just born a couple of months ago. These 40 days were packed with massive action towards that new chapter of ours that we knew was waiting for us. We had to be in total future focus for that. Being in past focus for even a couple of minutes or even a day would have lost us a full day of massive action to get us closer. If you really keep that visual in mind, the more time you are looking at the back, you are standing where you are right now, contemplating if the future is somewhere hidden in the past, not moving where you actually want to go in the direction of your future, you are literally wasting time. The longer you keep staring at the past, the longer it will take you to get to your future. Being in this future focus is such a good decision filter. Let's say the thing would have happened that so many people warned us about. We get excited, we love the island, we make the decision to move there, and we come back to Vienna and we are quote-unquote sucked back in to our daily life in Vienna and actually don't want to do it and put that whole idea on the shelf. This would have been available if we would have let it. And you know what would have been happening if we let it happen? We would have switched to past focus. We would have seen the decision of relocating to Cyprus through a different lens. It literally is like taking a photo. And like on Instagram, where you can choose a different filter, you can choose the Technicolor sharp, crisp filter that makes it so vivid and fresh. Or you can look at the photo with a dusty sepia filter that makes it look like an old Wild West movie. Both is available. The value of the decision doesn't change. You are just looking at it through a different filter. So if you ever make a big decision for you, having the Technicolor filter on, and you're suddenly switching filter to sepia, of course, it will look different and you will question everything because you're just looking at it differently. It just looks and feels different. Nothing went wrong. Just put in the right filter again, you made the decision in, and everything again will make sense and line up for you again. So really, on a side note, whenever you make a big decision, commit to keeping this one filter because you will get tripped up. I'm not saying you never can change your decision. Just be aware that this is happening. It might happen that the photo you took, aka the decision you made, looks so much better in black and white filter. Maybe an option you didn't even consider in the beginning. That's great news. Just notice what is happening. This is why coming back to Vienna didn't suck us in, because we kept the right filter. We committed to this filter. We looked at this decision always through this Technicolor filter with all the possibilities, reminded ourselves daily of all good things that come out of this, and all the consecutive decisions that had to happen along the way were so much easier because we kept the same filter. This is just one episode on this major, major topic. We will weave that in into many other episodes. I just wanted to park this big concept and this life story into this episode so you can always also come back to this episode where you can reconnect and just challenge yourself. Hey, which filter am I using right now? Am I looking at the situation with a past focus or a future focus? Which perspective am I choosing right now? And allow it to be that simple. I hope you got what you needed today to really, literally shift focus towards your oasis, really feel the soft cooling breeze and hear the lush sound of the palm trees. Let your body really lust for the beautiful shadow that's waiting for you over there. All the beautiful things that will come from it, all the berries, all the other people that might hang out here that have chosen to see the oasis and not keep staring at the hot desert. The choice is yours. Please let me know what came up for you. Write me on Instagram at LilyBeyond. Make a screenshot of that episode and tag me and share this with your community. More people need to hear about that. Always choose that thought that at least one person needs to hear exactly that today. Ready to deprogram your self-sabotaging patterns? The Mental Fitness Starter Training is open right now for enrollment. Once you are rewired and inspired, the real fun begins. Go to mentalfitnessschool.com to join class today. Thanks for listening and see you in class.